Claymore kick. And
Blog Talk Radio.
If the Claymore kick can take down Brock Lesnar, I have something for you. It's more than a prediction. With the right look at the right time, but he got beaten. Luckily, at the 2020 WrestleMania champion of the world, Brock Lesnar becomes.
Best Value in America offers you five delicious hot and ready items at $5 each. Pick up a large hot and ready classic for $5. An 8-piece order of Caesar wings, $5. 4 20-ounce beverages, only $5. A family size order of bacon cheddar loaded crazy bites, just $5. Or a family size order of our new loaded cinnamon bites, only $5. That's five items at $5 each. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8.
Welcome to WrestleMania tonight. This is Martell Al right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. This is WrestleMania weekend. I want to get started with WrestleMania week in a major, major way. I am expecting Lee Houston to join this show shortly. We also do some kind of tagging show tonight, so we're just waiting on him to tap into the show. But I'm gonna start things off by first giving God the glory. I want to thank God for giving me another opportunity to speak on air. I try to do things differently than most. I want to thank God and thank Him for giving me a chance to talk and talk about wrestling again. But we want to come out the gate tonight. What a Monday Night Raw we just had. It wasn't the greatest Monday Night Raw. It wasn't the best Monday Night Raw. It wasn't a historic Monday Night Raw. But it was the go home episode of Raw, leading into this year's WrestleMania in an empty arena. This year's WrestleMania. But I have to give WWE a whole lot of credit. We fair, WWF fair, whatever you want to call it. I'm a huge fan of that company. And I also know that they don't always make the right decisions. They don't always do things that I agree with. But at the end of the day, WWE does their best to give the people what they want. And WWE is constantly trying to give you what you want. You can sit up and say that Vince McMahon is greedy. You can sit up and say Vince McMahon doesn't care about the fans, but I beg to differ. If he didn't care about the fans, that he would have canceled the whole operation. He would have canceled the whole pay-per-view. He would have canceled the whole show. But he didn't. He could have canceled these last few episodes of Monday Night Raw these last few weeks, these last few episodes of NXT these last few weeks, the SmackDown episodes. He could have canceled that, but he didn't. And for that, I give McMahon a whole lot of respect. I give McMahon a whole lot of love. And honestly, Vince McMahon is primarily the reason why I do what I do, the reason why I want to talk wrestling, because the WWE product I fell in love with many, many years ago, and I'm still in love with it. And without the WWE product, I wouldn't be able to have a wrestling show. I wouldn't be able to have a wrestling podcast. So I just want to give Monday Night Raw a big round of applause. Like I said, it wasn't the greatest show, but once again, the show was a show. He gave us a show tonight, the go-home episode to Raw. But we're going to bring in the host for this show tonight. We were waiting on him to tap into the show. We're going to bring on the host, Lee Houston.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Just getting things started over here, man.
last a little bit longer, you know.
Oh yeah. That happens. That happens, man. Sometimes they don't.
Flying was giving the good word, you know, about Brock Lesnar. He was giving the good word, and he went a little bit further. He was supposed to, you know.
Exactly. I love Paul Heyman, man. Paul Heyman, he's a great hype man. You know, he can sell me on anything, bro.
We took some notes because Paul Heyman gave a good word tonight.
Yes, sir. So I'm gonna turn the show over to you, and I'm gonna just tag team with you because I know you had other stuff planned for tonight. So I'm just gonna turn it over to you, and then we'll talk about whatever.
Yes, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, the coronavirus is we're getting ugly. And earlier today, Donald Trump put out some new guidelines. First they said Easter. Now they're saying doggone August. Get your facts straight. When y'all get that together, they come back with us. But in the meantime, the only constant going around here is professional wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
That is, man. It is. You know, it's like everything else is dying off, but wrestling.
Mm-hmm. So it appears to me that Vince McMahon is the only person standing.
Hey, that's true. He is. And
NFL canceled. NBA canceled. MLB, the baseball people, they canceled. Soccer canceled. Yep. Football canceled. Everything canceled. The only person left standing is professional wrestling. And it looks like to me, you ain't got no other choice. So we taking over ESPN this Sunday.
Yep. I mean, this is the perfect time for the wrestling industry to get new fans, to get those NFL fans that don't like wrestling, to get those NBA fans that don't like wrestling, because wrestling is the only show in town. It's the only live sporting event in town that's not postponed or canceled. So I think this is a great opportunity for WWE to cash in on some new fans.
Yes, sir. By the way, whether you like it or not, folks, it's going down because apparently there's nothing else to do. First of all, I don't see nobody else doing them. You know, I'm just saying.
Right.
I can see the complainers right now. I can see the butt hurt right now. Applications for butt hurt pouring in all over the world right now. Talking about this is football. What's wrestling going on here? Blah blah blah. Hello, buddy. You got left.
No. Exactly. And Lee, who would have thought that wrestling would be the lone survivor? You know, I'm trying to be
all
like,
this
it's like
time, I did.
Like it's like it's a last man standing match, you know, and wrestling is on top, man. It's on top. And you got all your Facebook haters talking about they need to cancel, they need to postpone. It sounds, but nah, I'm giving some applause. I'm giving a standing ovation because the wrestlers. I mean, they're not divas like the NBA players. They're not divas like the NFL players. Like some of the NBA players felt like they couldn't play basketball in an empty arena. You know, they were too good to play basketball in front of an empty arena, but. It shows how much these wrestlers really love the game, love the sport of wrestling. That they will still wrestle in front of an empty crowd, man. So I'm really appreciative right now, man.
You know, a lot of people are going. I can see this right now playing out. I can see this right now. Saturday night, Sunday. All day set. No, whether you like it or not, we're taking over regardless. All day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Sunday night, Saturday night, whatever you want to call it, we're going to be all over ESPN. And pretty much, nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to step off for like 3 seconds, okay?
All right. Take care of your business. Ladies and gentlemen, while we're doing that, I would like to also address one itty-bitty thing going on with WrestleMania. This is going to be the most awkward WrestleMania ever. By applause, WrestleMania, for doing it. Because normally we're used to the pageant tributes, to the celebratory celebration. This is going to be a little awkward with nobody in the building at all. But we're going to do what we do. WWE for years has always been the flag bearer of entertainment. Like I keep saying, football is canceled. Basketball is canceled. Baseball is canceled. Soccer is canceled. You only got one option left. Good old WWE, professional wrestling. I don't see AEW doing that. I don't see y'all trying your ears again because you can't. You know why? Because y'all got the connection.
Right.
I'm just saying. I don't see AEW doing that.
Yep. They're not, man. You know, I will say AEW, their empty arena shows their empty arena shows has been looking a little bit better than WWE's empty arena shows. But at the same time, nobody is really doing what WWE is doing. Like I said earlier, WWE is the only show in town. You know, you can say what you want about how it looks on TV without the crowd, but you know, this is a great, like I said, great time for WWE to find some new fans that don't like wrestling, you know, and Lee, Dominic is tapped in. We're gonna bring him on to the conversation. All right.
All right, Dominic, what's up?
What's going on? Daddy's home.
The living legend is back.
What's going on? So what's the topic? What's the subject we're talking about?
We're talking about a lot of things. One of the things, how WWE particularly is the only form, like professional wrestling is all in general, the only form left standing. As far as this weekend, ESPN has no other alternative but WWE. Now, I'm looking, normally the night after WrestleMania is the call up. That's the most lit night ever, normally. But it's going to be a little awkward, you know?
Yeah, what we're going through, it's going to be looking awkward. But on a positive note, each year and year, I think this night of WrestleMania is going to be interesting because we can pinpoint these call ups. I think they've been throwing hits. They've been giving us sneak peeks, like Undisputed Era, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley. So don't be surprised those names I throw out.
If they're called up, the Undisputed Era, that would mean that Adam Cole, baby, they have to surrender the NXT Championship. So I would look. It's gonna be interesting to see who will be the next NXT champion.
I think Velveteen is worth. Let's give him a shot.
Yeah, no, and Dominic
would be great.
And Dominic, I agree with you. I think like it's set up for Velveteen Dream to win that championship, and for Adam Cole to advance to the main roster, if we still want to call, I mean, Raw and SmackDown the only main roster. It's kind of weird, but NXT is the main roster too, and depending on who you're talking to. But
it's like I said, it's the G League roster, quote unquote.
Right.
Guys,
right,
you know what?
Right.
I would love to see Leo Rush hold the goal, hold any goal. But he's too young. Leo Rush, I love to see WWE champion. He's just too young right now.
Yeah. Why do you say he's too young? Because I like Leo Rush. I like his mic game.
Leo Rush is great. He just He need more time in the oven. He's just too young right now.
Wait a minute. What title we talking about Leo Rush being heavy?
I mean,
we're not talking about
with
the heavyweight champ.
One day, but not right now.
No, that's yeah.
Young for that,
that's
right?
So, yeah, that's so. I don't even think that's in nobody's like mind to get him the heavyweight championship. With all due respect.
Maybe, just maybe the NXT championship down the road, not right now.
See, they do. I totally see him as an NXT champion, but not as a, you know, main roster heavy world champion. Not yet. It's.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna take you back in time to last year's WrestleMania. First of all, the longest WrestleMania is WrestleMania 20. This thing, I looked at the time sheet right here. It went on the air at 5:30. Got off the air at 11:02. Okay, 11:02. 7 doggone hours.
Wow.
Okay.
I did not notice that.
Yeah. Well,
the main event, that's the longest WrestleMania ever. If you count the pre-show, you count all that, 7 hours all together, I'm like, man. So I fell asleep by Ashley and Balor. Woke up for a main event and it's over.
I said this last year it was too long, and the year before last it was too long, but it's the dang on Super Bowl for the wrestling industry, so I give them a pass.
I feel like real quick, if it's going to be long, give us our money's worth. Give us
right.
The stuff we want to see. Give us some live CTV.
Right. Yeah. Because, like at a certain point during that whole long telecast, it makes sense to fall asleep or get distracted. As much as we love wrestling, like, at some points during that pay-per-view, I mean, at WrestleMania, I kind of got distracted. I didn't fall asleep or nothing like that, but, you know, it's like it could be so long that you can get distracted, you know. But I'm the same person that I don't mind it being that long. So I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth.
Now, the first WrestleMania was long, WrestleMania 20. That thing ended around midnight.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Long WrestleMania right there. But hopefully this one will be shortened a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see how it works out. We used to big old celebration here, but this year is a little bittersweet.
My question is this, you know, what is the main event, you know, come Sunday night? Like, what's the main event? You know, one moment I'm thinking it's McIntyre and Brock, and then I'm thinking it's Edge and Randy Orton.
I will have to say it has to be the championship.
Match,
Brock versus McIntyre.
But Dominic, like, do you think that kind of like everything is going to be dampered because it's no crowd? But do you think this is a good time? Even though this WrestleMania, you know, I feel bad for McIntyre because even if they give him the strap, it won't be the same as if it was a crowd there. So,
okay, guys, I'm not being funny. I know I am. Can you just repeat the question one more time?
I forgot what
Hello?
I said, man. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I just feel like it'll be weird. Do you think it'll be weird for McIntyre to get his WrestleMania moment in front of an empty crowd? That's
yeah, it's gonna be weird. But when you know, man, that's a good question you brought up. But
first of all, you mean if it's a moment. First of all,
I mean, say it again, Mr. Lee.
I said, first of all, you if Brock Lesnar lets him get his moment, not going to happen, by the way, because you heard the sermon from Paul Heyman tonight. The good word about Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman preached it tonight. There is nobody on the down the line that can go toe to toe with Brock Lesnar. As Paul Heyman preached a little bit earlier tonight in the good word, nobody. And like I keep saying, I believe in miracles, but God's a little busy right now, and Drew McIntyre don't have a chance.
I think he's going to be another surprise matchup of. Well, Brock, when all said and done, when Brock Lesnar is retired, who can put him on his you-know-what? And Drew McIntyre will finally live up to the name as the chosen one.
Well, that might be true, but it ain't going to be this weekend.
Yes, it is. Mr. Lee. He will have a better match than the Messiah himself. No low blow. We talking Claymore after Claymore after Claymore. 1, 2, 3, the chosen one.
Nah, I disagree with you, my friend, because here's how it's going to go down. Suplex, 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 L5, suplex, 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 L5, suplex, suplex, suplex. Brock Lesnar is going to take Drew McIntyre to a little place I like to call Suplex City.
You sound like you was repeating cheat codes for a video game for a second, but
with no Vaseline. Without no Vaseline, Suplex City all night, all day, every day with no Vaseline. I put all my chips on Brock Lesnar.
I'm a Brock guy myself, but I feel like it's time to I have to be politic Dom here, and be behind the curtains and say it's time we Brock Lesnar relinquish hand over that title to somebody new.
Mm-hmm. That might be true, but not tonight.
Then when will be the next time, Mr. Lee, if I can ask?
Maybe next year. Maybe next year is a good time for Drew McIntyre. But not this weekend, not this Sunday, not this whenever they have their match. I guarantee, ladies, if I have to follow my sword, so be it. But I'm telling you right now, Drew McIntyre, not today, brother. Leave a voicemail for God. He'll answer you later. He's a little busy right now. Leave God a voicemail. They're going to make it.
All right, then. Thing Martez, that's our prediction.
No, sir. It's not a prediction. It's not even a spoiler. It's a guarantee. I promise you. I assure you. Brock Lesnar all the way.
Wow.
Yeah, I got. I'm sorry, Lee. I'm going to have to go with McIntyre. I think it's his time to shine, man.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Lee McIntyre, let's just say for 1 second, if, that's a big old if Big Bang Tyler successful, who will be next in line for a title shot?
I would say Aleister Black.
I would love to see that. That right there would be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing Andrade versus Aleister Black, and maybe every once in a while we can mention the WWE recognize that Aleister Black and Selena Vega's marriage, you know. Now, by the way, those of you who are those of you who think something going on, it's all business. It's nothing personal between Selena and Andrade. Selena and Andrade, it's all business.
Hi, Selena.
Yeah, she's climbing up that ladder, man. She might be the hottest one in there right now.
Hi, Selena.
Well, she's second to my girl Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose, she's the tip of the iceberg. But I will say this, your girl Sasha been looking pretty spicy the last few times I've seen her. Oh, Bayley too, Bayley. You can't deny Bayley.
Oh no, Bayley.
Can't deny.
It took a long time for her to become a heel though. A long time. It's like she had the John Cena curse. She always, it took a long time to be a heel. John Cena never gonna be a heel. You can let that go.
Yeah.
Although heels make more money, and heels get more little pitch, and heels make more money. I'm just saying, but John Cena might consider that. But anyway, Bayley almost had the John Cena curse.
Well, I
disagree.
She was a face all this time until after WrestleMania. Now all of a sudden she wanted to be a bad character. Like, bro,
I think
she should have been a bad character a while ago.
I think it was the right time, you know, because you got to be careful with a character like Bayley's. Although the fans love her, and especially the kids, they love her. But that type of a character can get stale. You know, and I kind of agree with you. It's kind of in comparison to John Cena. His character got sort of stale with the older crowd, in my opinion, but the younger crowd still enjoyed John Cena, still was down with the C Nation. And for whatever reason, Vince McMahon didn't want to turn him heel, and obviously he never turned him heel. But I will say this, Bayley, she was walking in that territory of her character becoming stale, so I think that was the right move, the right night against the right person to turn her heel. And I think she's been excelling as a heel, in my own opinion.
You know, so Bayley would defend against four of the women, and she's going to have her hair on the swivel all the time. And as we all know, gentlemen, you don't have to lose your title. The champion does not have to be pinned to lose the title. Their head's on the swivel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know.
Yeah, I know if Dominic was going to say something, I was going to let him talk.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm kind of taking out my zone for a second. Just give me a second to get back in the huddle.
like I said, Sunday, Martez, just because you're paranoid, mean the word ain't out to get you. Bayley going to have her head on a swivel Sunday.
Yeah, because you're right. She's going up against four good competitors.
Now, if she's smart, she would have some alliances going on, and the right time, boom, make your move. TV title, it's all good.
Right. Yep. Well, we all know that her and Sasha go end up the last two. It's gonna go down to them two. They may join forces against the other three and then fight it out at the end. And I'm gonna predict that Sasha is gonna go home with the championship and become your SmackDown Live or SmackDown Women's Champion.
That's gonna be interesting right there, ladies and gentlemen. Now a second here. All right. Now, I have this thing here at Wrestling Tracks. Well, normally, this is lovely Wrestling Talking to do with Martez Al, but I have this thing at Wrestling Tracks called the Wrestling Forecast, just like you would see on the weather, but it's all wrestling. Let's check this out right here. This weekend, WrestleMania 36, and I'm going to give you the upcoming pay-per-views to come, God willing, of course. And I'm getting this stuff together here. One tiny second. And every time I look this up, it's hard to see that zero. For real. I look at WrestleMania 36, it's hard to see that zero. But the wrestling forecast, we got WrestleMania 36. It'll be this weekend at WWE Performance Center. Obviously, a crowd of zero people. That sucks. So after that, we got, by the way, NXT UK TakeOver. That's coming up as well. After this, we got Money in the Bank 2020. I don't have the card for that. That should be interesting. And of course, NXT UK TakeOver later on in the month, April. That should be interesting. That's all I got in my forecast right now. Mike Ted.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, definitely. You okay, Dominic?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Are you falling asleep?
Excuse me, guys. I'm fresh coming from work.
Okay. Lee, sorry about that. Hopefully those pay-per-views happen. Hopefully those shows happen. Nobody knows at this point. You know, nobody knows. Like you were saying earlier at the top of the show, like this whole virus thing can go on to August. So a lot of stuff can get canceled, or a lot of stuff can get postponed, or we can see a lot of pay-per-views with the empty crowd again. But I don't know what to say about that. But I just I just know Vince McMahon is not going to cancel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, right.
Dominic, you threw me off, man.
Taking over.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think about that, Dominic?
What was the question again, sir?
I was saying, like, well, people like it or not, this weekend, WWE takes over ESPN all weekend long. Whether you like it or not.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Technically, we got no other choice.
Yeah, we got no other choice. But what a sports entertainment we have. But none other than professional wrestling.
So I can see a lot of people calling in, writing ESPN, talking about this. This is wrestling. I don't see no football. Hello, everybody else canceled. This is all you got.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone you love the one you with, right?
Right.
You know, you can't be with the one you love the one you with.
Mm-hmm.
So this Sunday, this Saturday. Hey, man, we're taking over full effect. We're gonna be all over the place. We got encore of WrestleMania 35 in its entirety with commercials, or you can watch on the WWE Network without commercials. I'm just saying, saves us some money, saves us some time. Watch the whole thing with no commercials, or you can spend your little $60 on paper. The best bet is the network.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, this was best for business right now.
Now, Martez, dealing with you, sir. What's your opinion on the conclusion this Wednesday night? I believe the conclusion between Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Well, yeah, man. Like I liked it a lot. You know, I enjoyed that conclusion a lot. You know, like I can't wait to see that matchup because it seems like it's a whole lot of emotion, and I think that match is going to be one of the best matches of this year. It's a lot of history between those two. It's a rivalry that's been going on for like I think almost 3 years.
And a friendship.
Say what?
A friendship rivalry.
Absolutely.
But daddy's got it under the bag though.
That
the real
that,
daddy so, will show him who's poppy.
Yeah, daddy better win because he's been talking a lot of stuff. He's been talking a lot of crap. So Tommaso better get the job done, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, if I can plug in for just a tiny second, Easter's around the corner, and I want you guys to save a whole lot of money. All you got to do is go to tixmeet.com/stores/wrestling-tracks. Use the code REZSUNDAY, R-E-Z, as in resurrection, REZSUNDAY. You get $8 off any order, $20 or more. We'll take $8 off as long as it's over $20 or more. Use the code REZ, R-E-Z. Sunday. teachme.com/stores/wrestling-tracks.
Cool.
Gucci.
Now, Martez, let's take a little break right quick. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
If you can find the break.
Voted best value in America offers you 5 delicious hot and ready items at $5 each. Pick up a large hot and ready classic for $5. An 8-piece order of Caesar wings, $5. 4 20-ounce beverages, only $5. A family-size order of bacon cheddar loaded crazy bites, just $5. Or a family-size order of our new loaded cinnamon bites, only $5. That's 5 items at $5 each. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 at Little Caesars. Pizza.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of a small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted.
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... We learned today.
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Like a little John.
Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Blackberry Bublé, my favorite.
You mean bubbly?
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Houston here hosting normally the wonderful Wrestle Talk of the D with Martez L, but not tonight. Tonight, Wrestling Trash has taken over, and we are live worldwide. All you need is your laptop, phone, tablet, even internet source, and you have Wrestling Trash. Also, Wrestle Talk of the D right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, guys, where do we go from here about professional wrestling? Hello?
Dominic is no longer with us for tonight, but you were asking where do we go from here in professional wrestling?
Yes, sir. We come from professional wrestling. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think we can only go up here from this point in professional wrestling. And I keep saying this. I said it earlier. All eyes are on the professional wrestling business. All eyes, because wrestling is the only show in town. I think wrestling has the great opportunity to get into the hearts of many people that don't like wrestling or call it fake or call it whatever. I think wrestling can go to a whole nother level, especially with being on a brand like ESPN and already on a brand like Fox. You know, I mean, WWE is a powerhouse in itself, but being a part of two major networks like that, I think that's a good idea, and I think only good things can come from that. You know, so I think professional wrestling is in a good place. I'm glad that we have a competition. WWE, I'm a WWE guy, so I'm glad WWE has competition with AEW. AEW is doing some wonderful things over there. You know, we still got Ring of Honor. We still got New Japan. So it's wrestling is in a good place right now. But Lee, you want to take a phone call? I can bring my man Jordan Garber onto the show, okay?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
What up, Jordan?
What's going on, guys? Before I get to some big things about professional wrestling here, I want you guys to relax here for 20, 30 seconds. Enjoy a drink and, you know, dance. Enjoy some good times because Jordan Garber now has some good ratings and you're going to expect a lot of dancing here. So just do me a favor here. Let's listen to some this quick spank, a quick dance here, and we're going to have some fun here on the program. Can you groove it? There you go, baby. There you go. Keep dancing and move it all around. And, of course, listen to Jordan Garber now every single Sunday. I've been dancing all night last night. I'm exhausted. I should probably sleep because I've been doing vigorous movements for quite a while. And, yeah, it's just dancing. Don't think of anything else. So, it's great to be on the program, guys. How you all doing?
Well, first of all, you can take that dancing and sit down somewhere. This is Wrestling Tracks. And we're live. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic here. I feel like a million bucks, although I haven't had a haircut because of the quarantine and because of all that. And I look like the Giants' first WCW match with his hair. Besides that, I feel pretty good.
Man, please, I want to touch on that for just a second. There's a lot of broken homes around here because barbershops are closed, nail salons are closed. Hairdressers are closed. We're about to see the real, and it's getting ugly.
It is getting ugly, that's for sure. So, but you guys are saying professional wrestling is the only show in town. It seems like it seems to be saving us all during this time.
Yes, sir. It's like, yeah, I can see this right now. I can see this right now. People are complaining. They're going to say, why is wrestling on ESPN? Like I keep saying, we're the only game in town, brother.
That's it. There's not really any competition. There's no NFL, no NHL, no NBA. You know, the only thing people are watching right now is WWE and other wrestling products.
And a lot of things people are not looking at, I think this is a great business move by Vince McMahon. Although the product isn't what we're used to seeing because there's no crowd involved in action, but when you're the only show in town, you're the only show in town, and that means all eyes are on you or all eyes – should be on you because you're the only sports attraction in town. You know, heck, you might be the only live entertainment in town. So I think this was a smart business move. Vince McMahon, he stood back and he seen that all these other sports leagues are shutting down or postponing, and he said, hey, you know what? We're gonna be the only one standing. You know, we're gonna be the only one that's gonna continue on because, as I said earlier, that a lot of the athletes in football and in NBA, I don't know these guys, but they come off like they have an ego, you know? I mean, like they're divas. And a lot of the NBA players say they wouldn't play in front of an empty crowd, you know. So it's big props to WWE for making this move to be the only show in town. That's all I wanted to say on that.
By the way, I want you to know at the forefront of all that is your WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar. Just saying.
That could be a possibility.
So Jordan, what are your thoughts right now? How much time we got with you, because we only got 12 minutes to go. But what are your thoughts with in the world of wrestling right now, whether it's mainstream or indie? What are your thoughts about anything in the wrestling world?
Well, I believe that now is the perfect time to be plugging other wrestlers' merchandise tables and pages and watching some old matches along with new ones that get released. I feel that wrestling right now is all eyes are on the product. So while all eyes are on the product, it just spreading promotion and helping other wrestlers out during this tough time is an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely, because a lot of these indie wrestlers, like, they count on that that check at the end of the match, you know, when they have these indie events, and a lot of these wrestlers are missing out on these checks because there's obviously no indie wrestling going on. So that's a good idea, you know, to put these guys over by selling their merch and things of that nature.
No, absolutely, that's for sure. Just support independent wrestling, support wrestling in general, and now is just the perfect time to spread the word, and if everyone does, there will be a huge result on the indie product.
Awesome. And I want to step on your toes, Lee, because you're hosting this show tonight, so I'm going to be quiet, so I'm going to let you go ahead and continue to host your show.
Yeah. You know, indie wrestling is great because you never know who might just come on the big league, you know what I'm saying? So you never know. Support indie wrestling, because that person might just be on the main rosters of WWE, I'm just saying. You never know.
You never know.
Now,
there's many guys that I've worked with or I've interviewed in the past. For example, Sarah Logan from WWE. I interviewed her in 2013, and she made it to WWE in 2016. So, and that was Kevin Gill's suggestion. He said, I got a really good talent you can interview, and before you know it, 3 years later, she makes it to WWE. I guess Kevin Gill was right.
Yes, sir. That was a young man back in the day. Everybody, because of his age, he kind of messed it up. He lied about his age. Marty Wright, who we all affectionately know as the Boogeyman, he did everything. He had everything he needed, except he lied about his age. And it's like, we can't use you because we can't trust you. You don't lie about your age. You should have kept it real with us. 2 years later, that's 2005. 2 years later, or a year later, he's on SmackDown's Boogeyman. You never know.
Never say never, that's for sure.
One thing I can say never is, the one thing I can confidently say never in, at least for right now, is Brock Lesnar losing the WWE Championship. Right now, not going to happen.
Yeah, now is not the time for that. It's possible, but not likely.
Yes, sir. As we all heard of Paul Heyman's sermon earlier tonight, there is nobody in any era, not Hulk Hogan, not The Rock, not Edge, not Undertaker, not John Cena, not Randy Orton, not John Couture, whatever his name is. Nobody can go toe-to-toe with the Beast Incarnate, your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, you're good at doing that.
Yes, sir. I'm learning from the best.
Yeah, I think now is just the most important time for fans just to, you know, guys, I don't know if you guys have the network or not, but I ordered the network through my TV provider. I'm no longer with the TV provider, like 2 years later. I somehow still have access to the WWE network, and not the Raws and SmackDowns, the old ones, but I have access to all the pay-per-views. So I don't know if you guys have an account or you guys don't, or maybe just sign up for free. You might just have access to all of that shit.
That's it. I've had mine since 30.
Because, like, I'm happy because, like, I can, you know, watch any pay-per-view I want right after. You need suggestions from you guys what to watch?
I have to take it old school and watch WrestleMania, let's say, WrestleMania 18.
18, okay.
18. Right. That very night when time stood still between Hulk Hogan and The Rock.
Sounds like a plan. That's what I'm going to put on as of this time. In the meantime, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jordan J. Garber and listen to Jordan Garber now on Open Talk 313 starting on April 2nd.
Awesome, awesome, man. Hey, Jordan, we can't wait to hear you on this platform, man, because there's a lot of buzz about you, man. So I always tell the host that host their shows on this platform that we appreciate you bringing your show to this platform because it does wonders for both of us. We can't wait to hear you, man.
Oh, I'm excited to be there, and thanks for the opportunity, guys. And we'll stay in touch, and I'll probably call in on Wednesday or something to talk wrestling more.
All right, I'll send you the listings of the shows for the week because obviously you know every wrestling show is different. We have our own different styles. Some shows you may like, some shows you might not like, but that's the real business, as you know.
Well, that's okay. I'm open to multiple variety of things. I remember having to call into the dating show once on the VOC Nation during my run there, so I can adjust.
All right, awesome, brother. Well, we'll let you go for tonight. All right.
All right, you guys take it easy.
See you, man.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, Lee.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up, take it home tonight. Thank you very much for joining us. Wash your hands. Be safe. Don't be out unless you have to, of course. And God willing, when we get through all this, we'll be back together, our wrestling family, back together again. Reunited is going to feel so good. We got to get out of here. Have a great night. See ya.